I'm Sarah Williams with China Focus. New York City has been mourning the recent deaths of policemen Wenjian Liu and Rafael Ramos, who were shot to death in late December as they sat in their patrol car. The death of the Chinese-born Liu has hit New York's Chinese community especially hard. Liu's wife, Peisha Chen, whom he married in October, paid tribute to her husband during his funeral service.
Although he worked often, he would always make sure to take time for me, his number one fan, his family, and his friends. He was always there when anyone needed something. When Wenjian wasn't working, Wenjian cared a lot for the Chinese community. He wanted to always do his best to help and support.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio reflected on Liu's many contributions to the city.
Detective Liu lifted all of us up in the too brief time we were fortunate enough to have him with us. And New York City stands a little taller today because he walked among us.
Fan Bing reports for VOA's Mandarin service from New York City. He attended the funeral and told me about Liu's assistance to New York's Chinese community.
According to a family friend of to his family, we interviewed, he said for the Chinese community, the loss of the Wenjian Liu is a big tragedy because Wenjian Liu immigrated from Taishan, Guangdong province, a place probably with the longest immigration history, the Chinese immigration history to U.S. Most people came from there, from rural area. They're not well educated. So when they had a police officer like Wenjian Liu, it's a big hand for them. He said that whether they got a traffic ticket or they have some problem, a legal problem, they, you know, approached to Wenjian Liu for help. And he always loved to help these people. So the impression that I get from the interview, Wenjian Liu really contributes a lot to the community, to a lot of immigrants from Taishan in his community.
This is also especially tragic because Wenjian Liu was an only child, and he had just been married for 2 or 3 months when he died.
That's true. The other thing that I learned from the funeral service, many people talked about him. The first thing they talk is he loves his parents. He loves his wife. The mayor said in his eulogy, the most happiest thing for Wenjian Liu is he bought a house for his parents. So the parents can start to pay mortgage. He knew his father worried about his job is pretty dangerous because he's a policeman. So he make a phone call every day to report to his father that he is safe. For his wife is a social work, help the people. And they married in before they had 7 years, you know, as a friends, a lover. So it's hard to imagine how this family lost the only son and the wife lost his lovely husband.
Now, I have heard that apparently there's been a fundraising campaign, and both the widows of Liu and also of his partner, Officer Rafael Ramos, who was also killed at the same time, there's been a fundraising campaign, and the mortgages of both families will be paid off.
Yes, that's true. And at the same time, the Chinese community really helped a lot. They do the fundraising too. And the local newspaper, World Journal, they send $30,000 at the earliest after Wenjian Liu killed to the family.
Fan Bing, a reporter for VOA's Mandarin service. The policemen were allegedly shot to death by Ishmael Brinsley, who indicated he was taking revenge for the deaths of two unarmed black men who died at the hands of white police officers last year. Brinsley later shot himself in a subway station. Follow us on Weibo. That's China Focus. I'm Sarah Williams.